Praise the Lord.
I'm very thankful that I was raised in a Christian home, and my mom taught me and my sisters all about Jesus and took us to church. And I accepted Jesus when I was 7 at our Baptist church that we were raised at. However, when I was a teenager, I kind of thought the world was more fun. You know, I didn't. When I tell people that I backslid for a while, when I tell my family, they kind of think that they're like, oh, you didn't backslide. What did you do? No, I didn't do drugs. I didn't, you know, commit fornication or anything like that. I didn't, you know, join a Satanist cult or anything like that. My sins were more, I gradually was drawn in by secular music. That's what really got me in. And there's a lot now. Okay, let me just say right off that I don't condemn people for listening to secular music. That's between the person and God. But for me, it took me down the wrong path. It was all gradual. I started just becoming driven by fear. And everything was based on fear. And more importantly, the more I went into the world, the less confidence I had. And, you know, my parents and different ones were just telling me how I was nothing and I couldn't do anything. And I had a teacher at school telling me I wasn't college material and that I was going to be pretty much an SSI bum the rest of my life. And so pretty much I didn't have anything to live for. I didn't have a reason to live. I rededicated my life to Jesus in November 3rd of 94. Because I remember thinking what I used to learn at the Baptist church, how if you're not saved, you're, of course, going to go die and go to hell. So I realized that I wanted to be with Jesus. If he came back to take his people, I wanted to be one of them. So I rededicated my life to him. And it was a long process. It still is a long process. I've still got a long way to go. But let's see, about 5 months later, I knew that I needed to, for myself, I wanted to stop listening to secular music. I wanted to listen to only music that glorified God. And looking back, that was a really good decision because now I've got a CD collection that it's becoming very hard to contain. And I thank the Lord because he's shown me lots of good Christian music. You know, I told you that I didn't feel like I had much to live for back then. And when I came to Jesus, I realized that he had a plan for my life and that what he saw in me was not what I or other people saw. What he sees in me is what he made me to be. When God the Father created me, he had a plan in mind. And that plan included the fact that Jesus Christ was going to die on that cross and shed his blood for me and for you and for everybody. So the song that you're about to hear is called Remember Who You Are. And the Lord gave me this about 5 or 6 years ago. Actually, it kind of came from the movie The Lion King, the part where the Mufasa comes back to Simba and says, remember who you are. And he's like, you have forgotten who you are and so forgotten me. Sometimes we get to that point where we forget who we are and we forget who made us who we are and what he wants us to be. And so that's what this song's about. And I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you, and what Jesus sees in you is definitely not what you see in yourself or what other people see in you. So remember who you are.